California's Proposition 209 bans racial preferences in state-supported institutions and offices. The measure, approved by voters in November, is now on hold after a federal judge ruled it was probably unconstitutional. Criticism of that ruling has been swift, but commentator Jacob Weisberg says it has also been inconsistent.
Republicans have been in a lather lately about the attempt to stop voters from stopping affirmative action. A recent issue of the Weekly Standard, a leading conservative magazine, heaps indignation on the recent decision by a federal judge to halt enforcement of Proposition 209, which banned state-sponsored affirmative action in California. In the words of the editors, it's time to ignite a popular outcry against unelected officials and their efforts to invalidate the results of elections. It all makes sense, unless you happen to read an article in the previous issue of the Standard about Proposition 215, another California ballot initiative which legalized the use of marijuana for medical purposes. In that piece, Bill Bennett said the Fed should override the will of the people by revoking the licenses of doctors who prescribe pot. The Bennett position actually violates two conservative principles. One is federalism, the preference for state over federal authority. The other is the demand that judges defer to voters. Decrying interference with the affirmative action initiative fits with conservative complaints about judicial activism, but not with much previous huffery about affirmative action itself. Conservatives often argue that affirmative action is unconstitutional. In other words, when democratically elected governments act pro-affirmative action, judges should overrule them. When democracy acts against affirmative action, the people's will is sacrosanct. Of course, liberals aren't always paragons of intellectual consistency either. But on a broad range of issues, the tensions, to choose a nice word, between conservative principles and conservative practice have gotten completely out of control. The basic reason is that many conservative principles were developed in the 1980s with a Republican president, a Democratic Congress, and a liberal federal bench. Conservatives assumed things would stay that way forever. So they didn't just defend Reagan officials accused of wrongdoing. They opposed the whole institution of the special prosecutor. Conservatives have been busy lately protesting James Carville's attacks on Whitewater prosecutor Kenneth Starr. 5 years ago, they were denouncing Lawrence Walsh, the Iran-Contra prosecutor, with greater venom and less justification. Or consider the president's powers as commander-in-chief. In the 1980s, congressional Republicans invariably maintained that military authority rested solely with the president. Now that a Democrat occupies the White House, they insist he needs their permission to act. No one expected much intellectual consistency from Richard Nixon or Gerald Ford. But today's GOP wants to be the party of ideas. To govern according to well-defined principles is a worthy aspiration. But so far for Republicans, an aspiration is all it is.
Jacob Weisberg is chief political correspondent for Slate magazine.